Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Transportation for the Mike O'Mara Show provided by VCT Limo. VCT Limo serves the entire Washington, D.C. metropolitan area with a beautiful fleet of corporate sedans, SUVs, vans, and limousines. The next time you require the best in transportation, contact VCT Limo at 888-868-3492 or online at WashingtonDCLimoCarService.com. VCT Limo, the best.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, on what is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year, not to be confused with Friday, which is traditionally the heaviest shopping day of the year. I thought it would be a wonderful opportunity for all of us here on the Mike O'Mara Show to go around the room and just say one or two things that we're truly, truly thankful for. And we'll just start. I'll start. I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for good food. I'm thankful to have my loved ones close. I'm thankful to God Almighty for being able to come in here on a daily basis, and still, even though it's been kicked to the curb by every radio station in America, do this little show for you through the magic of the internet. Those are just some of the things that I'm thankful for. Oscar Santana, what are you thankful for?
Well, it's truly a blessing to be here, Mike. I'm thankful that Rob's arteries haven't given out.
It's early in the show.
I'm also thankful that Mike has another year with his wonderful family in one of his two homes across America. I'm thankful that Pony's here and he hasn't stopped smoking, so we'll have to stop paying him eventually when he dies of cancer.
Right.
I'm thankful that Mac is here and he hasn't realized he's been working for free for 3 years.
All right, thank you very much. Rob Spiewak, what are you thankful for? Can you share what you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for Oscar's biting sense of humor. And I think that leads me to what I'm most thankful for, which is, Mike, the greatest gift God has given us, which is the gift of laughter. And the laughter you provide and the laughter that I get to partake in on a daily basis and the laughter that stops when Oscars talks. And so it's really life is contrast. And how can you realize what's funny unless you're presented with what's unfunny?
Thank you. Appreciate that. And first rule of guests, ladies and gentlemen, is when you get an A-list guest that pops in and visits you only periodically, I think it's a great idea to put him on the spot. And look who's walked into the studio. Oh, my God. It's Patton Oswalt. Oh, my God.
Just across the hall.
What an incredible surprise. What a surprise this is. And I figured what better way to welcome him than by immediately putting him into the spotlight. Patton Oswalt, how are you? And could you tell us what you're thankful for?
I'm so thankful that I can bring my lower to mid level of celebrity to this to this struggling podcast and to try to push it into the bubbling under 200 list on iTunes, just beneath Everybody Loves Raymond Talk and
so true
and Cooking with Beats. So I'm very, very thankful for that. I'm thankful that it's Thanksgiving Eve, not because I have any love or hatred for this holiday. It's that we are now beginning the descent away from pumpkin spice season. Pumpkin spice will now slowly begin to recede out of our drinks, out of our foods, out of our mixed drinks. It's a yearly nightmare now. Every year there's pumpkin spice. I have a feeling it's some kind of weird alien inoculation experiment that they're doing to prepare terraforming 20 years from now. They're calling it pumpkin spice. As a friend of mine pointed out, pumpkin doesn't have a flavor. It doesn't taste like pumpkin pie tastes the way it does because you add sugar and spice to it. That's the taste of it. Pumpkin itself is not a taste.
So true.
That's Patton Oswalt, everybody. And that's it. He's done. He can go back to Virginia now. So we're
thanks
all
for
set.
Making the run. I got to get to Dulles. Thanks, bye.
Yes, get him out of here. Thank you. All right, start the show, Rob. We're all set to go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP Turkey giveaway. So take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... The crowd is curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From W.K. Ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plumbing to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second to the third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible.
One is running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! People are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and, oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. For those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Texture. Texture is still the best way to read all of your favorite magazines anytime, anywhere, because you can read them on your phone or tablet. No clutter, no magazines to lug around, empty recycle bins. It's like having an entire newsstand in your pocket. And you can get your free trial at texture.com/TMOS. Texture lets you browse hundreds of magazines, all the best magazines, and they look fantastic. I can even zoom in so I don't need my readers down here in Florida. Thank you. Texture satisfies any and every interest with Sports Illustrated, Cosmo, Oprah, Entertainment Weekly, I Like Golf Digest, Vanity Fair, everything down here. Plus, you can share your subscription with the entire family, so it's an incredible deal. And the best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Think about it. Full access to the world's best magazines, from back issues to the ones on newsstands today. Try Texture for absolutely free right now at texture.com/TMOS. They've got everything. Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Good Housekeeping. We love Texture, and you will too. They were Next Issue, now they're Texture.
Right.
So, I was there reading them on the iPad today. We want to welcome one of our favorite people, really. been a fan for such a very, very long time. He will be performing on January 8th at the Pageant Theater in St. Louis, on Saturday, January 9th, the Paramount Theater in Denver, and on Friday, January 26th, the Majestic Theater in Dallas. Very, very busy in the month of January. You know him, you love him, from the King of Queens to Ratatouille to Big Fan to Young Adult to The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. He's a genius, in my humble opinion, and he is a local guy that comes back to see his family once in a while, and we reap the benefits. Patton Oswalt is on the show today. We
I'm
are
still
delighted.
Friends with my parents, and you benefit.
And your folks still in the Northern Virginia area.
Still
and you,
live,
did you bring the whole fam back back east for this? This
brought
is great.
The daughter with me, which is like bringing my daughter to see her grandparents is like delivering heroin to junkies, you know, and like, it's like French Connection. Everyone's gonna get well next week. They just take her, and I'm chopped liver. Like, she wants nothing to do with me. She just wants to be, because grandma and grandpa spoil her, and they play games and they run around, and it's awesome.
Oh, that's so
not
cool.
Well, you know, happier.
I follow you on social media. Yeah. And it's so much fun to see your absolutely gorgeous daughter Alice, and just she is such a sweetheart, and it's so much fun. And you know, as somebody that's doing it all over again, I can track with it. This is it, as far as I'm concerned. You know this. I mean, it's the only thing that makes for me this time of year special at all. And the fact that I've got a 28-month-old now, it's just so much fun to have them. And now at this age, this is when he has finally become aware of holidays and what's going around, and it's great. It's I forgot
is,
how
is
much
he,
fun
are
is.
You spending Christmas in Florida?
I am spending Christmas in Florida.
How Christmassy is it down there?
It is not Christmassy.
Yeah, that's
there
what
is
I was
nothing
thinking.
If you came into my home down here, if you came into my home in Florida, you would see that Carla has done her very best to make it Christmassy here.
Right.
But really, I think eventually I will head back to New England for the holiday itself. Because
what do you take him to the mall to sit on Scarface's lap and tell him what happened to Florida?
To Bass Pro Shops.
I swear to God, that's where I did. Yeah. I went to Bass Pro Shops to see Crack Santa. And it was a skinny Santa, and it was a drag, and we walked between the bass boats, and the picture was free. That's what I did. I'm not proud. Of it. I'm not proud of it at
Santa's
all.
Santa's back by the bait.
Yeah.
That's what I did. And, and the thing about it is New England is perfect. Most of my family's going to be up there doing this. You like to come back, I think, from California because even Virginia has more of a Thanksgiving kind
of absolutely.
Vibe than it does back there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and also just this area, I mean, as built up as they've made the suburbs, and they really have develop them.
Yeah.
Somebody stepped in at one point and said, let's try to keep the rolling hills and woods look back here. Let's not totally turn it into
some green space. One layer of trees, I think it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Let's not totally turn it into Houston. I mean, it's close.
Yeah.
But they've kept this kind of nice,
Houston,
you know.
Yeah.
And,
no, Houston, Texas, 45 minutes in a cab from anywhere.
Anywhere.
It's I want to go to the convenience store on the corner. That'll be 45 minutes in a Houston cab. That's
and any
that
Houston listeners that are listening to this right now, you're the worst of humanity has to offer on
F
this
you,
holiday.
Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
F you.
And
F
I'm
you.
Just That's I'm just repeating what Mike O'Mara says every time I come in. The first thing he says is, wow, why can't they just nuke Houston? Seriously. You know what I mean? What were you saying this morning? I thought this was a little too far. You're like, come over ISIS and just wipe. I was like, whoa, Mike,
well,
that's
no,
not
no,
cool,
you,
dude.
You misquote me. You didn't
that
hear
was
me
a
correctly.
Little weird.
My line to you, Patton, was if they have to attack somewhere. That's the way I put it.
But
with
be
that.
Fair, Mike. You only said that because we had company. Because if Patton wasn't here, you'd go to your normal drum that you beat, New Houston,
which is just to level it.
Could you imagine if we actually told it, like, hey, ISIS, you can actually wipe Houston off the map? And then we cut to ISIS, and they're like, I don't want to go to Houston.
You have to connect through Dallas. It's no fun.
They don't have really good coffee shops there. Like, can't we? Can we wipe out like Athens, Georgia? They got great sandwiches. That'd be fun. I'd go there.
It's a city of note.
So, you know, it starts right away with Patton. I know you've...
It's cost you a city.
Florida, but you talk about Florida. Let's offend another large group of people down there. Florida, you've said, and you repeated the line, that that's where you only go to Florida to identify the body.
Your daughter's dead body, yes. And by the way, I've said that to Florida audiences, and their reaction's been like, yeah.
Yeah, not a laugh. No, it's just, yeah, he's got a point. He's got a point.
I've said that the state flag of Florida should be a coroner holding up a sheet for two horrified parents, and then there's a flamingo in the bottom right corner tipping his eye shades going, yeah. And then in Latin, it just says, why did she go into porn? Like, that should be and that's the state motto.
Well, you know, there's a reason forever. We all live behind our gated communities down here, Patton. That's why we're all down here with the snowbirds and
It's so weird because I'm rereading all of the Travis McGee novels, and those were written in the early 60s, and they're set in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as you read the novels, he wrote them up until the 80s, he tracks how Florida, apparently in the early 60s, it was this gorgeous kind of rural, it was a getaway, and then he tracks it becoming commercialized, touristy, and really gross.
Fort Lauderdale in the early 60s was a real destination, right?
Yeah, it was, and it was apparently very peaceful.
Yes.
And now,
well, Patton, I don't know if you've ever had the pleasure to play the Seminole Immokalee Casino down here, which would be which would be the closest comedy venue of note near where I am. But what is happening is you've been on the other side of the state, I'm sure, more than you in the Miami Lauderdale area, more than you've been over on the Gulf Coast. Right?
I will say I've been all over Florida. I'm not saying that I visited Miami for 3 days and it was horrible, and that's why I hate Florida. I've been to Gainesville, Captiva Island, West Palm Beach, Orlando.
Yeah, Captiva is a beautiful place, but Captiva is gorgeous, right? Isn't it? Come on. It's Captiva's kind of nice. Come on.
There's something about the air down there. It's like you're in the atmosphere around an old dude's ball sack. Like, that's the air in Florida. It's that's the air you're breathing.
True.
It is.
Oh,
thank you. Thanks, Oscar. Thanks for helping.
He's also coming from Los Angeles, and there's Malibu, and it's just California in general, Santa Barbara, all these wonderful places that
wonderful. Okay.
You can't compare the two.
You know what my father said to me? My father said, you know why all the crazies are in California? Because they can't go any further. There's a Pacific Ocean there. That's what he said. Okay.
Would
That's
he lean he into the screen
California.
Like that when he did it? Yes.
A lot of people don't realize that.
I'll tell you, if you ever get off a plane down here, by golly, Jesus Christ, I'll show you what's for. That's for sure. Ball sack, huh? Air like a ball sack in a man's briefs.
Mike's dad did most of his parenting via Skype.
He was an innovator.
I cop to the fact that. I cannot tell you. I think that there is a rhythm down here. Now I turn into Bob Barker. What Diane Parkinson said to me. No. And it's just the thing about Florida is I like the rhythm. I like the fact that it doesn't move as fast, and I'm comfortable with that. And I don't know
Mike,
how to spin out of this.
Mike was
I really
in D.C.
I feel like I'm being attacked
for
a solid week,
he stayed in Georgetown. Yeah. And we walked around. He went to the movies down in the waterfront. We got something to eat. Went to restaurants. And I kid you not, the next day he walks and goes, the city's too fast for me. The city is too fast for me. I said, what happened to you? You used to live in New York City.
I mean, I'm 56 years old.
You're not old.
There's a lot of my life ahead of me, but thank you.
Well,
thank you so very much.
I was saying, I just recorded a new special, and I'm saying I'm about to turn 50 in the wrong years. I should have turned 50 in the early 60s, because if you turned 50 in the early 60s and you had married and had a kid, people were like, oh, hey, you did it. Sit down.
Yeah, you're done.
Crossword puzzle, you're done. Now you turn 50, people are like, you're 50? Well, here's your mountain bike. Get out there. Yeah. Like, no.
It's different.
Let me just sit and eat, drink my coffee and eat crackers and and watch MASH reruns and die.
I follow you on social media. I'm terrified of you on social media, so I will never, like, chime in. That's right, Patton, because someone's going to attack me.
Well,
you
and I,
we're
friends on Twitter, but we're also friends on Facebook, but I'm on Facebook under a different name, so it's just a tiny circle.
It's a small
of my
group, but, but that's where I follow you, and I don't even involve myself in that group because they attack you sometimes. And you made a comment about.
Well, it's private for a reason. What do you say that I made a comment about?
You said that Houston, Texas.
About a lot of stuff.
I won't go into any specifics, but I will say you're an old soul. Would you consider yourself to be an old soul?
Oh, yeah. I was an old soul when I was 8. Yeah. When I was 8, I was like, is there a place to sit? I sit down. Why are we running around doing this dumb soccer?
You're an old soul, and sometimes I'll say it generically, you'll make a comment that's an old soul kind of comment where it's nostalgic, and people are like, God, Patton, what's wrong with it? And they'll go on and on like that, but I feel the same way, and even though I'm not in my 60s or 70s, I'm very nostalgic. I love watching old television clips. If I'm stumbling through cable and I come across the Dean Martin special that's being offered,
the infomercial from Guthrie Rinker,
I will linger on it because it's fascinating to me, and I miss it to a certain extent. And let me just finish. You would have thrived in, say, there's a clip that is constantly online of the old Johnny Carson show where they've got Bob Hope and George Gobel and Don Rickles, and they're all just sitting there riffing, and you would have thrived in that kind of an environment. And I feel as though it doesn't exist as much as it used to.
Well,
and it's there's not the star power, I guess. I don't know.
Well, hang
it
on.
I'm not sure.
Well, before, listen, I'm an old soul, but I'm comfortable. I think a lot of old souls are old souls, but they want to terraform the present to fit the past they want to live in.
I understand.
I'm very happy living right. The best time to be alive is 2015. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. So when I'm looking back at like that George Gobel clip is hilarious when he's messing around with Dean and Bob.
Just, yeah, but just also riffing in there, they're all drinking and smoking.
Yeah, they were drinking and smoking. There was a much more adult, relaxed attitude about entertainment. But keep in mind, I'm not unaware of how awful life was for a majority of people at that time. It was not I'm not saying, why can't we go back to 1968? No, 1968 was horrible.
Yeah.
It was great for the tiniest sliver of the population.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was scary. You know, it was a scary time.
It was really
very,
scary.
Very scary time. Very violent time in our society.
Yeah, absolutely. but hopeless for a lot of people. There were people that just were like, you have no place in this world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there was no foothold for them. So I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I wish that I love all of the new freedoms. I love all of the new doors that are being opened for everyone. But I wish we could keep the very adult, I don't care what anyone says about me attitude from that time. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. And you've heard a lot of comedians
talk
about it, too.
Everything is an outrage.
Outrage. Mock outrage.
Yeah. And it's really hard to say this because when you say it, people really flip out because I think you calculated outrage to promote their own careers.
Yes.
Like if I make a stink out of this, it can promote my blog, my writings, I can get my name attached to this thing. So, I'm not someone that wants to chime in on everything, but when it affects what I do, I think I'm allowed to, I was attacking people on my private, I wasn't even attacking them, I was just saying, because a lot of my friends my age were, I was watching the Video Music Awards. What the heck happened? This is the stupid. And I was like, why does anyone my age whine about the Video Music Awards? It's not for us.
Yeah.
For us. That show was always for teenagers. Mm-hmm. And when I first started watching the VMAs when I was in my early 20s, late teens. And of course, I loved it because it was for me. But I'm sure people from the arena rock Led Zeppelin era were like, what is this crap?
Yeah. You know? Yes. Okay.
So there's always that older generation that goes, this new stuff is terrible. And they're always wrong. You know, I'm just saying, I don't want to live. I don't want to be poisoned by nostalgia, but I also I want to be allowed to act like a 46-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah. And the thing here. About that, and you've heard other, I've heard other comedians talk about the fact that with the, I think it's Bill Maher that might have talked about college campuses and performing on college campuses. Where now, do you find this? Well, first of all, do you do a lot of college campuses?
I don't do a lot of them, but the ones I've done, I've never had a problem, and I feel
I thought that would be strange. Yeah, I was surprised when I
don't.
That.
I mean, again, you're looking at some people that are when the people are angry about a lot of the stuff you're seeing on Mizzou and Yale. You know, that is a tiny fraction of the student population that are addressing some very real, and it seems embarrassing and silly because they're addressing issues that are just completely alien to us. Like you can't totally empathize with someone if you're not living their experience. So when they say, and it's such a terrible word, but it is a real thing, that word microaggressions, which I hate so much because it's such a badly chosen word for a very real thing. Little subtle things that can mess with you every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't, for me to go, oh, wow, I totally know what that feels like. No, you don't. You're a white male in America. You don't. Just at least go, well, this is totally alien to me. I'm at least willing to listen to it.
Yeah.
And at least hear what they have to say. And then I'm allowed to pick and choose, like, hey, that sounds legitimate. That sounds like whining. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, so, but, and so I don't want to, I don't want to, you know, completely accept the entire argument, but I also don't want to completely dismiss it. Let's hear out each little
also
bit
an,
of it.
An unfortunate, backlash is if you choose to either weigh in on one or the other, you're one or the other.
That's the other thing. If someone, let's say somebody says something, I got in trouble for this where there are certain writers. I try to read every side of every issue.
Sure.
Even writers that I despise, I will still try to read them. And every now and then, a writer, someone who I hate, will say something that I go, oh, that's actually true. And it's hard for me to argue that. So if you acknowledge that, okay, this horrible creep just got this one thing right, they go, oh, so you believe everything he believed. No, I'm just saying that he, you know, by the way, I agree, you know, I love Abraham Lincoln as a president, but the times when he was telling weird, creepy racial jokes and
stuff
like that, I don't agree with that. So, but you could, but by that same logic, you go, oh, you like Abraham Lincoln, so I guess you're a big racist. No, those were awful things he did.
You know, I took myself out of the fray about a month and a half ago where I just stopped.
You quit that band? Oh, you were such a good bassist.
Out of the fray, man. Fantastic. Well, it was, I was losing my hair.
Did they force you out?
Well, you know what?
Best situation.
I have to think about me. And that's
always,
what I told them.
Always.
So I completely removed myself from the debate and just getting involved because it just it made me feel like crap most of the time. I get too upset. I get too angry. I don't think it was for what we do in our little world.
Right.
I don't think it was productive. And since I haven't, been going head to head with people, it just seems to me that there is no way, there's no persuasion anymore. So just, much like Congress, you're not going to, if you're arguing with somebody about issues or politics it just was wearing me out. I know a while back, I mean, it was a couple of years ago, I think, didn't you take a complete sabbatical from social media entirely?
Yeah.
Didn't you just stop for a while? Did you feel good when you did that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do it now. June 1st to Labor Day, I'm not on.
So you got away from it. You got away from it.
I took
it for
a sabbatical
while.
From what I was talking about midway through my own sentence. Yeah, June 1st through Labor Day, I just stay off and go live.
That's an ongoing
life.
Thing you do that?
Now it's ongoing. It's great.
Wow, that's so great.
I think everybody should probably
and
try
also,
that.
And also, by the way,
while.
It might be nice to, I think, if, and again, I'm not one of those people that's like, well, I'm doing something. Why isn't everyone doing it? Right. I know that some people, they depend on being on social media every day. That's, you know, bloggers and writers and essayists. Mm-hmm. That's great. But I think a lot of, especially over the summertime, it seems to be where every summer, more and more, really horrible, especially like racial injustice keeps happening in terms of police and society. And then it gets inflamed by people that are on social media, you know,
yes.
that are especially that are on the wrong side of the issue and can use this as a foothold to make it to stoke the flames higher. I mean, and by the way, when I say that, I'm also talking a lot about the mainstream media. When the Ferguson riots happened, the news channels were essentially hoping that a riot started.
They were ready.
Any second it's going to happen.
Last night, and I remember the attorney because his name is Omara without an E. It's an Omara, and he's
on CNN. You agree with everything he says, Dad? So you agree with everything he said?
He's on last night, and he's talking to I think it's Don Lemon, and they are doing live coverage of the very very small protest in Chicago,
right?
And they are stopping. They're not stopping short. They practically were expressing their disappointment that there were not more people and more violent people in the streets of Chicago.
Yeah.
It was stunning to me. I was screaming at the television saying, my God, do you want something to happen? They were saying, well, you know, and the one guy was qualifying it by saying, well, hopefully, the more people get word of this, it's going to, then it'll get really bad. Oh. I was stunned. And, you know, and then they played the video
again, of course,
which is just one of the most horrible things I've ever seen. Stunning. And it's another thing that I've tried to do is move away from that. I don't know. My brain hurts lately. It's just, it's so painful. Wishing for disaster. Wishing for things to happen.
It's creepy.
It's a weird world we live in, but it's not going to stop us from being DJs.
That's right. It's not going to stop the afternoon party jam.
That's for sure, baby. Patton, I hope you brought your DJ shoes because we got to play that game. We always like to do that when you come back.
Ripping it up.
Rip it up. We'll take a break. Come back with more. We've got Patton Oswalt here, and this is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Rob Ford.
And on this week's episode of the show, no Rob Ford, but we have Rob Spiewak.
Oh, another Rob is good.
Another Rob. We have to replace one Rob with another.
There you go.
We start talking about old-time movies.
Oh, what a surprise.
Also, a Good Morning America 40th anniversary show. I'm not on it.
Controversial.
Well, we'll explain it. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, you were on that show, so when he talks about the Good Morning America reunion that he didn't participate, I just have to ask one question. Does the name Diane Sawyer come into play at all?
She was mentioned in passing.
Is it insightful? I mean, Tony's a very nice guy.
It's very insightful. He talks about the fact that he had feelings that he didn't want to revisit. He's proud of what he did at GMA.
So he didn't want to go back.
But he didn't want to go back. Also, he's loyal to Fox now. It sweeps. He didn't want to do it. My idea for him, and I thought it was really good, is they should have done a death reel. And they should have said, Tony Perkins, 1997 to 2004. And then just go to commercial with no music. That was my idea.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Amazon. The holidays are here with hustle and bustle, lots to do. So you start to think about the holidays. Please remember there's a great way to shop at home, beat the crowds, and save money while you help out your favorite podcast. It's our Amazon link. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It's the most important time of the year for us, and your support through Amazon is what keeps the show afloat. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it's quite simply the best way to support our show. So whether it's gifts, a Christmas tree, a new menorah, or a diet book for your New Year's resolution, Amazon has it. Baking supplies, Christmas lights, elephant boats, and kitty cars, too.
What kind of diet books are they offering, Michael?
Nothing you need to worry about.
Are there diet books that would include a slice of marble cake with every meal?
Rich in creamery butter.
Did I say slice? I meant slab.
Go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that easy. We are joined and gratefully joined by Patton Oswalt, who is visiting from California.
I'm grateful
California
to be here. I'm grateful to be joining you guys. Come on.
We love you on the show, and lots going on with you. It sounds like January, you're humping it. You're hitting the road and getting out to a lot of different theaters, right?
Well, I mean, I'm going to a lot of really fun cities to do stand-up in. And because, you know, again, I just recorded a special, so I want to start working on the next one. And, you know, it's like once you record a special, it feels for me that material is burned, and then I'm just very open to writing new stuff. So that tends to be a very
because you're a responsible comedian. Mm-hmm. You are with a work ethic. You are responsible. There are plenty of comedians that would do their special for 38 years.
Exactly.
But you like to do the new stuff, and you still love it. You still go ahead.
Is it true these days? I remember growing up that you would get a special maybe once every 5 years, every 4 years from someone, if you were lucky, right?
Right.
But these days, I feel like these specials, because there's so much out there now, you can produce one every couple years, every 3 years, and that's not crazy.
Well, not only that, there's so many different platforms that need content, and a stand-up special is a very easy thing to shoot. I mean, people are basically shooting them by themselves now if you want to. And you're getting to see a lot of different voices and performers. The only thing I'm worried about is, and I'm only saying this because I would have totally fallen for this trap, because it's so easy to shoot stuff kind of handheld to make it look cool and just easily stream it up. Some people, when you start doing stand-up and maybe get 2 years into it, and you're like, I'm amazing. It's time for me to do a special. And people might do it like, trust me, if I'd had the technology back then that I have now, I would have been shooting stuff, and it would have been like, I mean, there's stuff in my first two specials I look back on now and go, So just let yourself develop a little bit. Give yourself the gift of having time out in the wilderness to figure out who you are before you drop it.
Where did you shoot your most current special? It's not out yet, I assume, right?
No, and I shot my most current special where I shot my first special in San Francisco.
Okay,
and
is that a favorite town
of yours? Where are we gonna see it and when? Tell us when
it'll
be
on Netflix next year.
Cool.
We have not figured out the date. I just turned in the final edit.
Cool. How many did you shoot? How many special performances?
Did two shows the same night at the Fillmore. I felt a little guilty doing it in San Francisco because that is such a great comedy city.
Sure.
You know, there's no risk. There's no pushback because the audiences are so open-minded and cool. Although, you know, I haven't shot... Well, no, that's not true. I shot a special here in D.C.
You did one here.
I did at the Listener.
I was here. I saw that.
Yeah,
it was really fun.
And D.C. is a great comedy town because places outside of D.C., if you do anything even specifically political or just socio-political or cultural, you'll get people on either side, I don't know, that like I that's not how I feel.
They'll turn.
Yeah. But in D.C., D.C. audiences are filled with conservatives and liberals that will sit there and you'll do stuff either, you know, bashing political correctness or bashing the right wing, and they'll go, I don't agree with that, but that's funny. Because they all work in the industry of government, so they're not
so
as
they
diverse.
Understand, yeah.
And also they know, like, yeah, that guy is kind of a dickhead. He's right. You know, how do you know that? I work for him. The guy's a dick. You know. So they're not they don't get personally wrapped up in stuff.
Cool.
You know?
I wanted to ask you, and by the way, Rob, I know you had some questions. I want to get that in because I'll forget if I don't mention it right now. We were talking about our Amazon page and Patton's book, Silver Screen Fiend, Learning About Life from
phenomenal.
An Addiction to Film, is available at Amazon.com. And I know you wanted to ask him.
I think it just dropped in paperback, right?
Just came out in paperback, yeah.
And I loved it because so many local references to D.C. For one thing, I knew all about where you're talking about in Herndon. But... There was another guy like me that would actually make notations in movie books. I thought that was so fascinating.
When I was on the book tour for the hardback, there were three different people, and I have a picture of it, but they brought me their lists that they had kept. And one guy, he was in New York City, is if you want to go see movies 24/7.
Right.
It's all, and he had, it must have been 600 pieces of loose leaf notebook paper with just movies and dates and theaters all written out, and he had his pile. He was just this. That's all he did.
We should say that the full name is Silver Screen Fiend. Lessons learned,
learning about life from
an addiction to film.
And it's an autobiographical. But Patton, you go into detail about the movies that you seek out and that you would go home and take notes on them.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't even just you didn't seek out good movies. Sometimes you sought out bad movies.
Yeah.
And it is just a fascinating. It's a love letter to Hollywood. And
yeah, but it started off as a love letter to Hollywood. Oh, I'm really into these movies.
Right.
And I'm watching a movie. And then it became like a nervous tick. It became a pathology where I was just going to see stuff, and I was barely even remembering what I was watching, because I was watching 8 movies a day.
But the beauty of it is that the book has a happy ending because you cure yourself of that.
I do.
But it's a great ride, and I recommend not only the book, but your audiobook is fantastic. I got them both.
Thank you.
Your reading was great, and we actually did an audiobook for this show, and we stole your sidebar and footnote technique when we had to update stuff. I said, Mike, that doesn't stand anymore. In Patton's book, he said, footnote, and he corrected it, and that's how we did our audiobook. So it was a learning experience for us too.
Oh, good. Wow. Thank you.
Loved it.
What's the last? Is there anything that's floating around now that people might not be aware of? What's the last really, really good film that you saw? I know you've been in a lot of them, but I'm curious, like, what's the last good movie that, and it can be pay-per-view or in the theater, doesn't matter, you know?
Last good one I saw was, there's two.
I know you mentioned one. I saw, you. Can I mention that?
Right
now I don't want to violate the privacy thing. Bone Tomahawk, talked about that.
Tomahawk. Oh my God. I was in a
fun
hotel.
Movie.
I went to Chicago.
I watched it on pay per view.
Came in. You were gurgling with happiness.
Ridiculous.
Disturbing is not the word. It's
great. That movie is. And it's disturbing. It's the closest thing I've seen to getting Cormac McCarthy on screen, like Blood Meridian, that kind of thing, but very small scale. And the cast is beyond amazing. And how they, especially how they treat, like the way that white people's attitudes towards what they thought were savages. There's a great scene with an Indian tracker who, again, these 1800s white people are treating like a savage. And he's like, no, the people that you're going after are the savages. They're the ones that we're like, it's this other. And you just see that, it could have just easily been this revenge pursuit horror movie, but they go off onto these weird sidebars with Richard Jenkins and Kurt Russell talking about reading in the tub.
Richard Jenkins. Richard Jenkins.
Richard Jenkins.
Was a supporting role. Yeah.
Again, he won't, but he should so get an Academy Award nomination for that movie.
Do you think Kurt Russell?
If there's any definitive guy, if there's the definitive Western actor, I think now is Kurt Russell. I think
he's our John Wayne.
Yeah,
he is
absolutely perfect.
And he sort of snuck under the radar. I mean, he's been around forever, and he's made so many great choices. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's going to start being more overtly popular because of choices like this? Or
he's now going the Jeff Bridges route, where those were two guys when they were young, they were so infuriatingly good looking that you just kind of didn't root for them. You're like, oh, go to hell. No way. Like, they're just too perfectly handsome. But now they've aged into this, like, even in my opinion, way handsomer, craggy.
Settle down.
And there's like character and life in their faces.
They're fascinating
to watch now.
Yeah.
I think that you don't know the movie we're talking about. Here's a suggestion I have. This is my Thanksgiving gift to you guys. What I want you to do, if you're listening to me right now, watch Bone Tomahawk right before you carve the turkey. I think that would be a fantastic and then just go in and sit down and reflect on that scene when they're in the cave right before you have your Thanksgiving
meal. I was live tweeting it as I was watching it, and Patrick Wilson, who's in the movie, who we follow each other on Twitter, he was like, you haven't even gotten to the scene yet. Everyone was calling it the scene. Capital S.
Without question, the most violent scene.
Maybe the most violent thing I've
ever
seen on film. And and Patrick Wilson, I was like, you're in the movie and you're creeped out. He goes, I couldn't watch it.
Wow.
And he's in the scene where it happened, so he just wasn't watching. I don't need to see this. Nope. So it is a weirdly beautiful film. As violent as it is, I know that sounds creepy, but it's weirdly beautiful. And so
what's the deal with their voices? Did you figure that out? You're smarter than I am. Did you figure what's the deal with the people that kidnap the troglodyte? What's the deal with the voices?
They've become so subhuman. They're almost like Leatherface in Texas, where they just make animal noises.
Yeah,
they're at that point. I mean, again, if you read the Blood Meridian when the Apaches attack, clearly the people that made Bone Tomahawk read that section of Blood Meridian where they describe how the Apaches are, and it's amazing.
Wow. Bone Tomahawk. Yeah. Enjoy this Thanksgiving. It'll be almost as much fun. It might be as much fun as the Thanksgiving where I gathered everybody around before the meal was served and we watched Mommy Dearest.
Oh, it's a Mike O'Mara double feature.
That was fantastic. But that was the one we wanted to laugh.
What if they do that cheesy thing? Remember the 80s in newspaper ads? for Christmas, they would just put Santa hats on the characters, like, go see it. So to show the bone tomahawk poster, but Kurt's got the Santa hat.
Kurt Russell with a Santa hat.
Hey!
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a little fun. I want to play some games, with your permission, Patton. I've got two things I want to do with you.
I'm ready.
One is the DJ game. We like to do that. Talk up some records, which you do. And then I've got Patton Oswalt. Rapid questions.
Oh.
Yes.
Here we go. Nice.
Okay. And we can do it in the DJ voice, too, because I'm a DJ. That's how I cut my teeth. I'm still doing it. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, thank you for playing this.
Oh, I know it's one of your favorites.
You know,
yeah.
One of my all-time favorites. Faces, Rod Stewart. Fantastic. Speaking of face, welcome back to the show. Have you heard about Movember? Movember is the month that men grow mustaches to raise awareness and money for men's health issues. And whether or not you participate, you should know this. Harry's is the official razor partner for Movember. So thank you, Harry's, for supporting the Movember Foundation. And I got to say thank you to Harry's for sending me a delightful new package.
Look out.
Of where I got some great cool stuff from Harry's. That was very nice of them to do that. They give me a better shave, a razor that feels great in my hand and on my face. And I love knowing that I didn't spend a fortune on razor blades. Yeah. Why am I channeling the grease man?
Wow.
I don't know. How do they do it?
Yeah. Shave your face till it's bone dry.
Harry's was started by two guys with a passion for the best shaving experience. Yeah.
And the ring-dang-duel.
They bought a razor factory. We keep that man alive
we
on
do.
This podcast.
We do.
He infected my brain. I can...
They bought a razor...
It's hard to shake, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
All right. They bought a razor factory in Germany that's been making the highest... the people at Harry's are going to get this spot and go, what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, it's going to be like watching Bone Tomahawk.
Yeah, what is...
The password is make good.
Always free shipping. Always 100% guaranteed. That's Harry's. And Harry's gives 1% of their sales and 1% of their time back to the communities they serve. Go to harrys.com right now for this special offer. Just for our listeners, enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off your first purchase. HARRYS.com and the code TMOS, it's simply the best. Okay, I just, we've had wonderful discussions. Always great when you come by the show, Patton. And, but I like to have a little fun because we had so much fun last time.
Games are fun.
There's something we did last time that which is the DJ challenge where we're just talking up records and Rob, how did we do it last time? Did we have a subject first or did we just
I think you would assign each other subjects and then the record would start. Yeah.
All right. Well, who wants to Oscar? Now you said you didn't want to play.
Well, I'm the worst at this, but it's
Rob,
embarrassing.
Rob, you lead the charge here because you've got all the music there and you lead the charge and I want to have fun with it, so I want you to give me the subject.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll start it off because that's what I did for a long, long time. And, Patton can join in. We'll do the DJ challenge and we'll just throw out the topic, right?
Okay.
But are you capable of doing that, Mr. Spiewak?
Absolutely. And Oscar, I think if you help me with topics, we'll
be
okay.
Perfect.
But I'll lead. Mike, you
now,
go
Patton,
first.
Patton, here's the thing. Here's the challenge I face each and every day when we do this. Rob is playing the music from you up in D.C. We have that teeny, tiny, tiny little delay. So I got to finish just a little bit early, just a hair early to hit that post and hit it the right way. So that makes the challenge for me down here in Cocoonville a little bit more difficult.
Well, right, since life in 2015 is tough for an old DJ, isn't it?
It sure is.
Crazy spot. Skype delays. It's just not my world anymore.
All right, Mike, your topic is gravy, all right?
Gravy.
Your topic is gravy, and here is your jingle.
More music, more fun.
Thanksgiving, happy turkey day. Hey, listen, let's talk gravy, shall we? Hey, you don't want to be a troglodyte. We were talking about those guys before. You don't want to go out and buy it in a jar. Make it yourself with the drippings from that fabulous bird you're cooking, everybody.
You got me running.
That was nice and short.
That was awesome.
Let's go right to
Patton.
I've
said it before.
Oswalt,
I'll say it again. What a horrible thing to be great at.
All right, Patton, if I may issue your topic.
Okay, hang on. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Okay, wait a minute. Hang on. Okay, here we go.
Here's your jingle.
Music. WABC.
Yeah, 15 minutes on the high side of 8 o'clock with the Wizard of Oz, Walt. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to be happening this Thursday. You can watch it live on your TV, or you can watch a simulcast online. But either way, look out for that Snoopy balloon. Oh, I ramped up too early. Hey, it looks like I got to fill the time. Too bad I got so hammered last night.
That was tricky. That was tricky.
You gave him
the double post. You gave him the double post.
You hit the first post.
You gave me the nailed the first post.
Did
he'd be good right. Yeah, he'd be great at a rock station. Yeah.
Damn.
Rob, you let's do one for Oscar Santana, and then I'll give you one, okay?
All right, Oscar, why don't you talk about the proper way to make frigazé? Okay? Since we're doing Thanksgiving talk, okay, this is a Bolivian soup, you see. Oh. Here's your jingle.
It's Big O on the radio, and yes, it's Thanksgiving, but in my house, it's foreign Thanksgiving, where they take all their emotions, throw them in a stew, cook it up, and then they scream at you in Spanish. We celebrate because we can. It's Thanksgiving and joy.
Hey! You usually completely f*** it up. That's fantastic. That is really, really, really good. Wow. I like that.
All right. Rob Spiewak, I'm going to give you one, okay?
All right, I'll take a topic, please.
All right, the topic for Rob Spiewak is your inability to shed those extra pounds.
All righty,
Rob, take it away.
Go.
And it's Thanksgiving, so leave it in.
AM 63, the number one voice in Washington.
Hey, it's your old buddy Rob, and you might want to turn this radio way loud so you can hear all of my body. That's right. It's a big Thanksgiving weekend with a big Thanksgiving guy, as you got a 35-pound bird and a 350-pound disc jockey. Hey, I can't even shake it down to the ground.
I don't know what's going to happen to you.
All weights, possibly estimated. We'll see.
Right. We can do one. We can do a couple more. Let's go.
Okay. All right.
Topic.
I want to see Mike again.
How about a topic for Mike, Oscar?
I'm going to go with family, if that works for you.
Oh, that's too boring. Give me all something right. More specific. Give me more specific.
Anal.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Right. You are really unpredictable. You know that? All right, Mike. Here is your jingle.
WLS in Chicago.
Hey, everybody. I'd like to talk to you about my good old friend. Oh, it's a long one, too. Delightful. Lucky me. The itchy eye. That's right, everybody. You got an itchy eye? I hope you do, because if you do, scratch that itch. Do some anal this weekend. How about that, everybody? Disturbing. That was so... I pivoted off the other one and then onto that one. It was terrible.
Probably should have gone with family.
Wow. That was twistier than a Coen Brothers plot. Fantastic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have to request this one for Patton.
Okay.
Patton, your subject is quite simply the great sunshine state of Florida.
Okay, yes, oh,
very, very good.
Beautiful music on KNBR, San Francisco.
Hey, we're power mixing and party jamming here on WAVA. You know, speaking of Florida, well, you know what? Let's not. That entire place should be sawed off and left to drift out into the Pacific Ocean. Or is it the Atlantic? I don't know. I'm on white drugs.
White drugs.
Did I make it?
Yeah, you got the musical pose. Oh,
I wasn't expecting Duran Duran. That threw me.
Oh, no one ever does.
Wow.
White drugs.
Now, Patton, give one to Oscar. Or is it
Oscar?
Rob?
I forgot. Okay, hang on, Oscar. Okay, Oscar. An Oscar. Hang on, let me think. Oh, Black Friday.
Okay, perfect.
Very good. Here we go.
All hits all summer long on WAVA.
Yes, it's Black Friday, and Santana's here to let you know. Stop getting up early and heading out to the store. Shop on Amazon through the Michael Mara Show tab.
Oh, that's very good. You got back
almost
to your
very close.
You got back to your
mediocre.
That's your traditional
best.
One.
Metacore.
That's okay. Very good. All right. You know, let's bring one of our interns in.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be embarrassing.
I have to call for Mac.
Now, do we have Diego and Mac? Are
no, just no. We just have Mac and Pony today. And Pony's an employee, not
Diego's
an intern.
Diego's a brown
Mac,
one, Mike.
Mr. Mike McIntosh, say hi to Patton Oswalt. You haven't had the pleasure of meeting. There he is.
That's I did pick him up, but hello, Patton.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. Oh, he's really nervous.
I've done this once, and it's never gone well.
Just, hey, you know what? For totally exhale. And now inhale.
Okay.
And exhale again. There you go. Clear head. Go ahead.
And he passes out.
Here is your topic. Here is your topic. You're sending out an appeal to any woman that would touch you.
Oh, okay.
Down there.
Oh, down there.
Oh.
Well, whatever. All right. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm painting with broad strokes.
Okay.
So go
sell yourself.
Okay. Are you quite ready?
Yeah.
That's the correct answer.
Let's just go with it.
You can do it. WTNT.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mac, and I'm looking for a lady. Anybody. Anybody at all. Please. For God's sake, somebody help me! Okay.
All right.
I don't even know what
I'm going
to
take this
is.
Moment.
Thank
that's
you.
My. Any goodwill that I had with the audience prior to that, I'd like to say I'm so
sad.
Sorry.
I love that the last word before the song started was. Okay.
I can't do it.
You know what's so sad? He was one time check away from getting it right.
Oh,
all he had
fantastic.
To say was 27 minutes until the top of the hour. That's all he had to do.
So,
you know what
so
this reminds me of? I've been I've been so obsessed ever since. You did this in the 80s, by the way. You and Don, you would find these tapes of young wannabe DJs, and you became obsessed with the guy, the Maze
Patrol Lines, which was... And the greatest one, do you have it, Rob?
I might.
You have
it? Give me a sec.
If you have it, here's what's great about this. The Maze was, I can't describe what he looked like.
Hey,
I never
Mike,
saw
you don't
he
need
like.
To describe him because here he is.
Pat was talking about the Maze. Here's the
Power
Maze.
Power 95, Maze Patrol Lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Power 95 with a Maze. Hi.
Hold on.
Was he a DJ?
Oh, yeah, he was a DJ. A legitimate DJ. That was an audition. This is how cruel we were. These were audition tapes sent to our program director that he gave to us.
I would
us.
Put him on the air immediately. That is so
yes.
unique yes. and fantastic. I'm not,
why we did.
I'm not
it's
doing it like,
to.
I'm not saying it out of irony or, oh, isn't it funny? No. That is awesome. That
he truly is true to himself.
Yes.
It's why I listen to Twang down here. I enjoy it.
Oh.
But the thing is, the next one where he has the fake
Yeah, the
girl
fake phoner,
him,
I believe. Yeah, here
and
we
now
go.
This is, I don't know which is worse, the violent scene in Bone Tomahawk or this next segment on
oh,
the Maze's tape.
Maze.
Listen to this right now where he gets
his
hot mama calling
him. I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Oh,
yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize a voice.
Recognize.
Okay, is this Marianne?
No.
Have Stug. I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000.
That's right, Maze.
Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Okay.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over.
And then he goes.
Jesus. Oh,
fantastic.
God.
That is.
Yeah, that's gold.
He's awesome.
Is what that is. It was, and we. That's why we still have it. That
so hang on. Is he on the air somewhere
it.
Now?
I haven't kept in touch, Patton, but I'll try to drop him a line.
Why isn't he on the...
You know, he'd be a good fit for the network, Oscar.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Give him a 2 hours a day. That'd be amazing. Just have him talk,
the Maze
whatever.
The Maze Patrol.
But no music. He just has to talk about current issues.
Oh, and chicks.
Yeah. This is something new we're going to try, and Patton,
Trump,
if you want to blow it up, you can blow it up.
You know, Trump, his name rhymes with dump.
I can't believe I remember that. I love the Maze.
There was a thing that you play where he goes, I came out of my mother's womb, I had on a tuxedo and sunglasses.
Oh, actually, I think it's the next break.
I said I was ready to party.
I think it's the next break, so let's hear it.
Power 95 with the Maze, getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, knee shoes, silk suit, black tie, my diamond ring is on, grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running in as fast as they can, because they're crazy about a sharp-dressed man. ZZ Top and High Class from Power 95.
It's the Corey Hart talk-up.
Well, you know what?
Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a
25? And you should drive with your top down?
That's a little chilly.
Maze, do you know how the human body works?
It's Celsius.
Yeah.
See him this. At the air check meeting?
Oh, my God.
We lost three listeners last night.
Kalamazoo's power connection is Power 95 WKPR Kalamazoo. Okay. Mays at 5 p.m. with more of your favorites on the way from Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitesnake from Compact Disc. Plus your chance to win a weekend for two to Los Angeles in minutes. So keep in touch on your power connection. Power 95. Power 95.
All right, stop it. I can't do that. Stop it. That's enough.
I would put him on a meditation loop. You're getting very relaxed now. Now you're floating above your body. Your mantra should continue.
All right, Patton, really quick. We're going to do this before we go to break because we only have time. 60 seconds. We have how many? I've got 20 questions. Okay. We're going to try to get them all asked and answered in 20 seconds. Okay. And this is rapid fire with Patton Oswalt. Here we go. And go, Mike. Acting or stand-up and why?
Stand-up because more control.
Favorite comic book of all time?
Watchmen.
Which is more challenging, making TV or making movies?
Making movies.
Comedian you most admire?
Maria Bamford.
Comedian you hate?
Pass.
Tried to sneak it in. Comedian we don't know who we should.
Beth Stelling.
Favorite city?
San Francisco.
Favorite hotel?
The Soho House in Chicago.
Historical figure, living or dead, you'd most like to meet?
Nellie Bly.
Guilty pleasure, guilty food pleasure?
Cheetos.
Can you remember your favorite childhood gift?
$6 million man doll.
White meat or dark?
White.
Red wine or weed?
Red wine.
Favorite sex possession? Position?
Any.
Oh, no. I only got to number 14 on the list of 20. I'll get the last five. What is your favorite bird?
Favorite bird is the shrike.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Nice.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Pistachio.
If you could time travel, what decade?
The 1920s Paris.
Okay. Cool. Do you fold or crinkle?
Fold.
Islam or Scientology?
Islam.
Celebrity with the worst breath.
Celebrity with the worst breath?
With the worst breath, yes.
Oh, I'm going to pass, although I do have an answer, but I'm going to pass.
Next
he's
time
an
for
A-lister.
Sure.
Patton Oswalt, we got him in there.
Yeah.
We will take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need, and we are delighted to be joined by Patton Oswalt on today's show. And happy Thanksgiving Day, everybody. We're delighted to have you with us. We'll be right back.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Question, who's going to write your eulogy? Who do you have planned out for that? It's got to be Mike O'Mara.
I would want Mike to speak.
Do you think he could do it without weeping?
Do it without weeping? Could he do it without cheering?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This year, how about giving your whole family the gift of better sleep? Now is a great time to visit a Sleep Number store where you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition bed during the ultimate Sleep Number week. And queen mattresses now start at only $699. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal firmness, comfort, and support on each side, which makes an ideal bed for couples. You know that. The optional Sleep IQ technology tracks your sleep so you know how to adjust to the perfect slumber. It's wonderful. So whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you positively know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you, ladies and gentlemen. My Sleep Number setting is an 85 right now. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 91.
Attaboy.
I am delighted with that. Come in now through Monday and save an incredible 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition bed. No better sleep at Sleep Number. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Bara sent you, everybody.
News.
Welcome, everybody. Patton, feel free just to dive in. We're just going to give a little news here. That's what we do at
this
time.
I'm ready to riff, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. He called me Michael. That's the highlight of my Thanksgiving weekend right there. It's all downhill after that, ladies and gentlemen. The gripping saga of Honey Boo
Boo. Not funny. Next.
Okay, thank you very much. There we go. All right. Larry the Cable Guy.
Pass.
Thank you very much. All righty, moving right along. There it is. It's right here. I'm doing this.
There we go.
This is real. Justin Bieber.
Ooh.
Oh, now he likes it. He's in. Yeah.
All he in. Is. This is
slowly.
Interesting.
This is interesting.
He is clearing his upcoming schedule for personal reasons.
Oh.
He hasn't elaborated, so for all we know, he just needs a break from doing a lot of promo for his new album. I'm sorry, I don't know why I did the German
accent. Well, you made
him
very mysterious.
I've
never heard it called that before.
Yeah, personal reasons. He canceled a performance for the CBS Thanksgiving Day Parade and last night's planned appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Interesting.
Weird.
He tweeted, quote, "My apologies to The Late Show as I won't be able to make it to New York for the show. I look forward to making it up to you soon." Later, he added, "Stephen, thank you for understanding, as sometimes life kicks our ass and we need to deal with it. I will see you soon. Thank you."
You know, so, you know, it's a big enough deal. He should not be on the CBS parade. He should be doing the Macy's parade.
And also, look, I'm not the biggest fan of his music, but If I were to go through my late teen years with the kind of exposure that he did, I would not do much better than he pulled it off. I mean, I know that he was kind of a dick, but I think all of us would be. And then I just saw him; he was on the Tonight Show drumming with Questlove, and he was amazing.
Well, yeah. And the thing
I was ready
right.
to hate him, and then he was
you're
like, right. "The dude can drum."
Yeah, yeah.
And he's apparently an amazing guitarist and piano player.
Mm-hmm. The strength of character you have to be surrounded by, and I'm not talking about the individual talent themselves, but the people that surround you. Unless you have not only succeeded in show business, but you've succeeded in life by having that support network. You know, and you're a toddler that is getting this kind of exposure, you have a very strong chance of getting pretty f***ed up.
Yeah, you're doomed.
I'm sorry making you edit so much. I said f***ed up is what I should have said. I apologize. Sorry, Rob. We'll have to do that. Tracy Morgan basically died for 2 weeks last year when he went into a coma after the car accident. He actually talked to God while he was gone. In an interview with Complex magazine, Tracy said, quote, "I'm probably not going to feel normal. I went to the other side. This is not something I'm making up." It's my Tracy Morgan
like
story. Do you know what God said to me? He said, "Your room ain't ready. I still got something for you to do." So he says he talked to God.
Wow.
And he didn't say what that was or even if he knows, but he doesn't have any big specific plans for the future yet. He said, quote, "I try not to do that, just living my life. When the sun's up, I try to get on and popping. When the sun is up, I try to make it happen. That's what I'm doing. Whatever it is, I'm going to do that until I'm satisfied." So,
wish him all the best.
Have you met Tracy? Have you gotten a chance to spend any time with him?
I've never had a chance to meet him, but I've heard nothing but great things about him from like friends of mine that know him. I mean, he's a weirdo, but he's a benign weirdo.
And
he's always been a nut, but he's been very funny.
And a success story, too, to come back after that. So we wish him the very best. Before you just start throwing $10 toasters in your cart this weekend, here are four more things experts say you might not want to buy on Black Friday.
Yeah, Oscar.
Number one is electronics. Electronics from a brand you have never heard of. They tend to be big sellers because they're cheap, but that's usually because they're cheaply made, so they tend to get a lot more negative reviews online. Number two,
so
winter clothes.
So this Norman Fell brand flat screen TV is not that really?
Norman Fell.
You know what I like?
It's the new 60-inch ultra-high-def Roper. Yes, that's fantastic.
What's even worse than that is when they take two names and sort of try to trick you.
Yes.
I have an alarm clock that's a Magnasonic.
Oh! Hey, you see my new Sanny? Pretty good.
Number two, winter clothes. Number three, Christmas decorations. And anything called a doorbuster. Again, the doorbusters usually lower end products.
Why would anyone go? Well, actually, that's not. I understand why, because people are getting screwed over money wise, and this is the only way they can afford gifts. Mm-hmm. But why do we? Why do we got to turn it into? Why do we make poor people act like? You know, it's the gladiator scene in Escape from New York. We're all, you know, the rich people are basically Immortan Joe in Fury Road. And they're like, it is by my hand that you will have a new Sega. Now fight!
Let's go home and watch Shark Tank.
And then people stay home and watch. But yeah, it's so gross.
The 2015, a little something-something for you now, cool. International Drug Policy Reform Conference was in our backyard in Arlington, Virginia this past week.
I scored some amazing crystal meth when I went there. Oh, my God. You get the best stuff when you're there, man. Woo! I've been awake for 17 days.
You know something, Patton? You might be reading ahead.
Oh!
It's for people who think the war on drugs is more destructive than helpful and needs to be fixed. This is not their best representative.
Uh-oh.
29-year-old Hector Anaya Segura
was in from
Mexico for the conference.
Aye, aye, aye.
He's one of yours, Oscar.
Yes, and while he was in D.C.,
they realized he was entirely made out of weed. They had made a. They put, you know what? They put an old top hat on a pile of weed, and it came to life and ran around. It was wonderful.
I'll be back again someday.
I can't do better than that. He was in D.C. He got his hands on some bath salts.
Oh,
So just after midnight on Sunday.
Thanks, Sephora. I'm telling you, don't keep your kids away from Sephora, man.
Oscar, he's finishing with a high kick, isn't he? Oh, this is fun. He found bath salts after Sunday. They found him naked in a...
In a flower bed.
When they tried to get him up, he started screaming and sweating profusely. Well, that's what happens when they try to wake me up.
Come on.
What are you talking about? Then he started banging on the cop car. They had to use a taser on him twice because the first time it had no effect on him. He was charged with possession of bath salts and disorderly conduct. The good news, he smelled wonderful.
Couldn't they have just, instead of arresting him, just wrap a little swaddling around him and build a nativity scene around him?
Exactly.
And then there you go. It's like, look at baby Jesus.
You're good till January 8th.
You're good till January 8th.
We will come back with the final segment, the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Made of weed.
AmeriCast is back. New studio, new sound, stereophonic, technicolor, all around more Mermelstein. Every Monday, download it from iTunes or from the TMOS app. Just two clicks and you can be caught up with more. Sponsored in part by, do you enjoy water sports, but the sea doesn't agree? Try Captain Jack, attorney at law.
I don't understand
these
promos. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. The holidays are upon us. In fact, you don't have time to go to the post office. You know that. Tons of traffic, never any parking. So do what we do. Use Stamps.com instead. With Stamps.com, you can avoid all the holiday hassles of the post office. Stamps.com lets you buy official U.S. postage right from your desk, mail and ship anything, anywhere. All you need is your computer and printer. Print your postage instantly as soon as you need it. Stick it on, and then the mailman takes it away. So easy, so convenient. We have used Stamps.com for years, and you should too. Stamps.com is the best. Right now, sign up for this Stamps.com and use our special promo code TMOS for the special offer. It's a 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That is Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. Ho, ho, ho.
It is the best this time of year. All my fruitcakes go out, Stamps.com. Right,
let me get this on before we do the audio vault. Patton Oswalt, Friday, if you are a St. Louis person, he will be at the Pageant Theater on January 8th. That's a Friday night. That's a good show. If you've never had the pleasure of seeing Patton stand up, it is, I really, and I'm not trying to blow smoke because you're here, but I will blow smoke. Probably one of the finest working stand-up comedians you will have the pleasure of seeing. So please get out and see him. Saturday, January 9th, the Paramount Theater in Denver. Friday, January 26th, the Majestic Theater in Dallas. And Saturday, January 23rd, the Mahalia Jackson Theater in beautiful New Orleans. And,
also, I'm at the Alamo Drafthouse Ashburn tonight, but I'm not promoting it because it's totally sold out. Sorry.
Oh, okay. What are you doing at the Alamo?
Screening
again?
A movie called Dangerous Men. Look up the trailer online. It was a movie, an action movie that was begun in, I believe, 1979 by this Iranian director, and then it wasn't finished until, I think, earlier this year or a few years ago.
Wow.
And it is this, they're calling it the room of action movies. It is so. And other friends of mine that review movies have said, you're not going to believe what you're
and
about
to watch.
And
you've never seen it?
Never seen it. Draft House Releasing is going to put it out.
Oh, cool.
And it's this weird, lost, obscure oddity that, and everyone that I've talked to that's seen is like, you're not ready for what you're about to watch.
Wow. One question about that, Patton. Does anybody get split in two like a wishbone?
Just curious. You know what? I'll get back to you. I don't know. Oh, boy.
Pretty cool.
Get your tickets for any of his shows at Patton Oswalt. Ticket info at PattonOswalt.com. And we are very, very privileged to have you anytime. Oh. And you have an open invitation to come by here. Without further ado, let us open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak for Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, November 25, take it away, Rob.
How dare you, Mike O'Mara, for planting in my head James Brown's celebrity hot tub party? Because I had to run right home yesterday and look
best.
For it. Did you get the link I sent you, Oscar?
It was awesome.
And Mike, I think
it's just, and they're so, it's so simple. There's not that much to it. It's just pure funny.
I think even the music is funny.
It's James Brown's celebrity hot tub party. And now, here he is, the Godfather of Soul and hot tub man number one.
Comes out in a robe.
The back of the robe is embroidered. Says Hot Tub Man Number One.
Sometimes I make my break out in a cold sweat. One, two, three, four.
By the way, James Brown was so coked out of his mind in the 80s, you could totally see him doing a show like this.
Yes!
You pitched me like, let's do that. Great, we're good.
Anyway, we'll put the link up. It's not a not a YouTube thing, but we'll put the link up on our Facebook page. It was great, and I'm glad Oscar got a chance to see it. I can't believe he had never seen it. Now, Jimmy Fallon, you have some good ideas sometimes. That's great. Don't go to the well too often. For example, if you have the Roots and classroom instruments, it's nice to sing Mariah Carey's Christmas song. Mm-hmm. I liked that.
Yep.
But when you take one of the most chilling songs to come out in the past decade and use classroom instruments to sing Hello with Adele, it ruins it. I mean, isn't that wrong?
I'd have to see it. I would have to see it to be
It makes
sure.
it too upbeat for me.
It should be
a
sad song.
It should be haunting.
Yes.
I mean, when you talk about the Mariah Carey, you know, All I Want for Christmas, that's the gold standard.
But that's a fun song anyway.
Well, right.
Yes, absolutely. When Jewish does it, it's fun. So, do it. But this is...
Will you play Patton the track that you have? Do you have it?
I don't think I have it.
I have it, if you don't mind. Do you want to play it?
No, please,
Oh, you go ahead. There is a version that he plays. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Now, did anyone watch Jeopardy this week? There is sort of a social ripple happening. The champion, her name is Laura Ashby.
Oh, is this the lady that's getting a lot of crap online
because
she's difficult?
Because the way that she talks every time she says something, she's won $38,000 far.
Yeah, but who cares? She's scary smart. Who cares how she talks?
Well, because people that aren't smart want to find something to make fun of her for.
Oh, okay.
So this is what's sort of rippling under the current. And this
I wouldn't have picked that Patton.
Really,
I'm
Mike?
Sorry, I'm just giving you
really.
I'm just giving happy things.
We almost made it, didn't we?
Okay.
Anyway, this is how she talks.
Laura.
What is Noah?
Noah, right you are.
Instinct 200. New Edition 200. New Edition 400. New Edition 600. 600. Giada.
Yes.
Big Time Rush 1000.
The weird thing is she's so consistent about it.
800, 1200, 1600.
So anyway, watch for her, and people can't place her accent. I think that's
it's really
thing.
Obnoxious. People that you had that
troubled.
Tape, Rob.
I know.
That's really, really,
it
that's
almost
so
sounds
cruel.
Like it just. It almost sounds like the San Fernando Valley accent.
Yeah, but like I don't think she's from California.
No, I don't think she is. No, no.
It's weird. Anyway, Mike, every show has to have a weak link, and I'm proud to be that today.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I don't want to brag,
but Monday I was an answer on Jeopardy.
Were you really?
Oh, that is cool.
Well, an answer now, or a question?
Now you've gone too far.
The question and the answer was Patton Oswalt.
What was the clue?
It was the category was black comedians. My weakness is strong. Was also the voice of
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Yeah. Very cool.
I want someone to cut together because there was another category called slang, and one of the answers was a hot mess, and no one got it. So I want someone to cut together like this, stand up, and then they cut to the three guys not getting it, and then Alice going, what is a hot mess? The voice of Ratatouille, a hot mess.
What we're about to play you is someone at NBC scuttled out and somehow was able to isolate Adele's vocal from Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Oh, I've heard this. It's insane.
Yeah, play a little of that,
beautiful.
Oscar.
Beautiful.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go
over. Oh, no, 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 no! Stop it! Stop that right now!
Hello.
I'm sorry. I just thought I'd do that. I don't know. I'm
Stop
bored.
That.
I'm bored down here. I can't do that.
I like it. Hello, Adele. Do you have any rusty spoons?
Hate when you do that voice. I love every voice except
Thank
that.
I'm amazed someone on the internet hasn't done a remix of Adele's Hello, which is an amazing song, by the way, but just for the hello part, used Squiggy's Hello from Laverne and Shirley.
Hello.
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 It's me. Hello.
Let us close with Mike. You know what? It'll happen 24 hours from now. People are going to be playing Christmas music.
A new poll found that 54% of Americans say it's too early to be playing Christmas music.
It is.
I couldn't agree more. Now let's talk about the 2016 presidential race. Move over, Christmas. There's other stuff that's farther away.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
That's it. Patton, God bless you for coming by.
Mike, Rob, thank you. Oscar, the two nameless interns, who cares? Thank you so much.
Good luck, and say my very best to your family.
Yes.
And
really yours
great
too.
To see you. That's good stuff. We got to get out of here. Remember, the Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, and to get a message or birthday request into Rob's mailbag, Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. For Patton, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Transportation for the Mike O'Mara Show provided by VCT Limo. VCT Limo serves the entire Washington, D.C. metropolitan area with a beautiful fleet of corporate sedans, SUVs, vans, and limousines. The next time you require the best in transportation, contact VCT Limo at 888-868-3492 or online at WashingtonDCLimoCarService.com. VCT Limo, the best.
Thanksgiving Day.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.